Jewish audio on Chabad.org.
Good morning. My name is Rabbi Avi Rabin. Today I'll be filling in for Rabbi Gordon. We continue the chapter, this very long chapter that we've been studying for the last few days, chapter 41 of the Tanya. We begin on page 216 in the bilingual Tanya. And we begin with the words, V'hinei b'hachon azu. So we've been discussing in this chapter how to achieve that love is not good enough to serve God, but you also have to have fear of God, and the Alter Rebbe explained many different ways to how to bring upon ourselves a fear of God and to contemplate on the greatness of God and the greatness of the mitzvahs that we're accomplishing, how we are truly connecting and uniting with God. Now the Alter Rebbe comes to conclude the chapter and to say that even if we can't achieve such great and holy fear of God, a fear of the feeling of that God's existence and God's the great merit that we have for doing each mitzvah and to feel the connection that we have for every mitzvah, the Alter Rebbe says, still there is a way that we can connect to God with a way of fear. And what is that way? The Alter Rebbe says, when a person will contemplate on this idea that he is returning on this idea of giving up his soul for the sake of God. In other words, when a person will contemplate on this fact that he is willing to do anything if he had to sacrifice himself for God, yaschil birchas hashachas baruch atah. In other words, a person should contemplate when he starts to pray that he is, it's as though he would give up his life and return his soul, and all that he wants is to return his soul to God in heaven, and that's all that he wants. That's what he wants, even though he doesn't understand how doing the blessings and how have an appreciation of how God imbues himself within every aspect of this world, and therefore doesn't come to this realization of how he feels that his soul is truly returning to God. But if he'll just have this thought and think about the fact that really he's a Jew and all that he wants to do is connect to God, and that's the contemplation he'll have before he starts to do his mitzvahs, then just that contemplation will imbue all his Torah and all his mitzvahs with this idea, this Mesiras Nefesh, this concept of complete connection and utter oneness and this bond with God. And behold, with this contemplation of this idea of giving up his life for the sake of God, he should start these blessings in the morning when he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem. And similarly, he should have the same contemplation when he starts his when he starts to learn right after davening. And similarly, during the day, when he's about to start learning, he should have the same contemplation. He needs to at least have this contemplation that he would give up his life and he wants to connect his soul with God. Kaneda is known. That this contemplation that we have to think about, this connection that we have, that we want to just return our soul to God, this is what a Beinoni has to have before he starts learning. Similarly, the Alter brings down a halacha. That similarly, just how it is by a Sefer Torah and a get, that a person has to be written for the sake of that mitzvah. Similarly, the Beinoni, before he starts all the mitzvahs that he has to do, davening and learning, etc., etc., he has to have this contemplation that he's doing it to return his soul, to connect his soul, and unite his soul with God. Similarly, just like with the Sefer Torah, that a person has to just say, I am writing this for the holiness of the Sefer Torah, or for a get, to say, I'm writing it for this in merit of this man, or for this man, or for this lady. That's enough, that of a contemplation, that you, as long as you start off your act with that contemplation, it is as though when you write the whole Sefer Torah, it's as though you're concentrating the whole time that it's for the Sefer Torah. Now the Alter Rebbe continues to say, and now what's going to happen if the Beinoni is going to learn for many, many hours during the day? So does he have to have this contemplation only at the beginning of his learning, or does he have to have it a few times? So Alter Rebbe says, when he learns many hours in a row, that when he should have this contemplation every single hour that he is learning. Because we are taught that every hour there's a new revelation, a new divine energy is drawn down into the lower worlds to keep that hour of the day in the existence. That every hour there's an energy, a new energy comes down to the world to renew the world, and the energy that was in the world the hour previous goes back up to God. So therefore this Beit Ani every hour has to have the contemplation. It's like a new beginning every hour. Because every hour this light goes back up, and when the light, the energy that came down into the world, comes to give, returns back to the heavens, it takes with it all the Torah and all the mitzvahs that were done in that hour. So therefore, since a new energy is coming down, the Spanini has to imbue his learning once again with this connection and with this mysterious nefesh to God, this complete nullification before God. And then, just not to get too Kabbalistic, but the Alter Rebbe brings down that during the daytime, the name of Hey, Vav, and Yud, and Hey, bring an energy into the world. And during the nighttime, it's the name of Hashem, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud.